No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information on Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Ed and Keith, once again, kind of tied up. They are just doing so much business right now. They don't have time for me, let alone Dennis. I'm going to put it on Dennis. They've had enough of you. And I can say that since they're not here to defend themselves. Okay, Dennis?
Well, and I actually did want to talk to them this week since I'm getting ready for a check ride.
Yeah, so well, that explains it. See? It's like, no.
They knew they'd have
no.
to answer real questions from real pilots.
Right. So we'll have to save that for next time. But no worries. You know, things are kind of busy here during the summer. You know, here we are at the tail end of the July 4th holiday weekend or week or whatever you want to call it. Did you take your plane up and do any fireworks watching, by the way?
No, unfortunately, Mother Nature decided to intervene with some fireworks of her own that pretty much canceled any flying plans. We had pretty much steady thunderstorms the whole weekend.
Really? Yeah, see,
actually, the whole holiday.
I was going to lean on Ed or Keith to take me up on the 4th, but...
you'd have to go to the airport first.
Well, yeah, I'd have to track them down personally because they obviously had blocked my phone number. They weren't taking my call. So they had other stuff going on, evidently, but maybe they'll report back next week accordingly. But yeah. You did come across a pretty cool new accessory that I think you're going to want to get installed on that Mooney 201 of yours. Am I right?
Absolutely. I'm going to have to see if they've got an STC out for it yet or if there's vendors selling it at Oshkosh, because this looks like it could be just the ultimate add-on for
yeah,
my panel.
For sure. And it definitely plays into Just Plane Radio. There it is. There's a plane. What? Yes, you heard right. That was a plane horn.
That gives a whole new meaning to air horn.
So true. I'm surprised somebody hadn't done this before, and they probably have. This is the first time we've heard about it. But this guy, I don't know, where is he at? Did you see where he's
at? I didn't see where it was at. I just saw the video and just started laughing hysterically. I'm like, this is so Greg Holt here.
Yeah. You can have so much fun with this if you had an air horn on your airplane. And, you know, if you want, just Google the video. It'll probably pop up airplane with air horn or truck horn installed on airplane.
Well, just think about the possibilities. They're endless. You know, somebody cuts you off in the pattern.
Yeah.
You know, the flying guy doesn't have your red carpet out next to the plane when you pull up and shut down, you know. Give them a toot on the horn and get them out there to do their job.
Well, you know, I was just talking about this last week or the week before when I was over in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and the, you know, the banner plane guys, the tail draggers, where I know the, you know, the what do you call them again?
The banner tow.
Yeah, the banner tow airplane guys. They were cruising up and down Gulf Shores, Alabama on the beach. I'd hear them, and you'd look up, you'd see, oh, oysters, 10 cents a pop or something at Shuckers or something like that, you know? And you'd hear it, and it makes you look up and look at the banner. So the planes that were towing these banners were much louder than your typical plane, and obviously that was on purpose. But, heck, if you had an air horn on that thing, oh, my God, you could get people's attention. That would be so friggin' hilarious.
Well, we would just take the take a page out of the ice cream truck thing and just hang a speaker out the side and start playing that crazy music when you're pulling your banner by.
Well, so true. But you know, the thing is, you would get their attention, you know. And people would look up. Yeah, there'd be, the women would be, you know, sunbathing there and looking up and like, oops, I forgot to tie my top. Ooh. You know, one of those things. I'm just guessing. I'm assuming that would happen. But because it's startling. That air horn thing is pretty loud. You think a plane's loud, but man, you toot one of those things. And that, you know, that'll get your attention quick.
Well, and there's a safety aspect, too. You know, you're going into a backcountry airstrip and there's a deer on the runway. Just hit the horn.
You could do that. Yes. So, but, I'm looking at it more from just a pranking kind of thing. Because...
Circle the house.
Circle out. you know, and they think there's a big semi truck out front, and then like, wait a minute, that came from above. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I see noise complaints escalating dramatically, which might not be a good thing for GA, but
no.
Still be a lot of fun.
Actually, you know, the victim of these air horn pranks are not going to be very happy. I think some people will find it amusing like us, but I will tell you, if I were the person who was like taking a nap on an afternoon at the local FBO, you know, like a rural airport, you're kicking back in the rocking chair, just watching the planes, some idiot comes and starts beeping his horns, I'm gonna come out there like, oh, you get off my lawn, you crazy kids. You
know, looks like I'm going over to self-service today.
Yes. Yeah. You know, so I feel for the victims. But as long as you're the person in the know and the one doing the punkin', I think it's pretty creative.
And, I think it'd be a blast, you know, having
literally
a dedicated air horn switch on your panel.
Yes.
Right next to the chemtrails button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I'm moving. I'm getting out of your way. Leave me alone. Yeah, so cool stuff. Are you going to get one or what? I mean, what are the laws in that regard? Can you do this? I mean, obviously he did.
You know, it's one of those gray areas. I mean, is it approved to install? Yeah, probably not. But, you know, with the FAA easing up, it's a not required safety enhancement technically.
Yeah.
So could you pull it off? I don't know. Maybe you just get one of those little can of air.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Stick it out the window.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, evidently he had it installed as like an official kind of thing, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, couldn't you just get one of those air horns that you get at the, you know,
for
the
football games
or whatever? Yeah, and just have that. I mean, FAA can't say nothing about that, can they?
No, and that'd be a safety signaling device. You know, in the event of you had to do an off airport landing and need to get a hold of a rescuer, you could pull out your little air horn.
Okay, but it's compressed air. Would that be a problem too, you think?
Not at the altitudes we fly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. There you go. There's something that you can take, you can use, and if you get in trouble for doing it, don't blame us. We're not encouraging this activity. We're just finding it mildly amusing.
Just reporting on it.
Yes. So, speaking of other things you probably shouldn't do, smoking weed. You've seen the news. You know, Canada has approved recreational use of marijuana. Yeah, you know, we have what, Colorado, and what other states are doing it now?
Oregon, I think, is got it's legal there.
I'm thinking Dennis would know more than anyone.
No, not me. I haven't smoked and I haven't inhaled either.
Right. So obviously, you shouldn't be smoking and flying. That's a big no-no, regardless any way you want to look at it. And I'm sure the FAA would frown big time on it if they caught you doing that kind of stuff. And that's pretty common sense. However, the thing that might get you is, you know, you got a buddy you're taking in the plane and you pick him up in Canada and then fly back over the line or whatever. And then you land, and then you realize, you know, the idiot brought some edibles with him or something. And customs doesn't like that and God knows what else. So I guess they're just like warning private pilots or general aviators like, hey, you know, don't forget, you know, this is still illegal to be flying this stuff around, especially if it's your buddy or, God forbid, you. You know what I mean?
Well, even if the states legalize it, it's still federally regulated. So
yeah,
you're still violating federal laws, and guess where your pilot certificate comes under?
Yeah, and then once they catch you doing that, you're in big trouble.
You're going to very easily lose all of your ratings.
Yeah.
Done. Have to go back, reapply, retake all your tests, everything, if they even allow you to get your license back.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that goes after you get caught doing that kind of stuff. But
I don't want to take the chance.
Yeah, you sure don't want to take the chance.
Absolutely.
But what you want to do, being the pilot in command, you want to make sure none of your passengers take the chance, too.
So keep that in mind when we go to the Bahamas, Greg.
Yeah, you won't find a problem for me.
Good.
On that. My sin of choice is booze. And they haven't outlawed all that one yet, other than, you know, taking it across state lines. Yeah, I don't do that either. So, and I don't drink and fly or drive or any of that other stuff. But
But we will have to bring back some good rum from the Bahamas if we go out there.
Well, yeah.
Or when we go out there.
As long as as long as it's all sealed up and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you don't combine the two activities. But when you're not, you know, getting a little socially lubricated after a day of activities at the local tiki bar in the Caribbean. That's just part of the whole lifestyle thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to get the good beach chair and sit back and relax.
Yeah, and we got that coming up. Right after AirVenture, you're planning to fly your Mooney 201 out there. I'm setting the groundwork down in South Florida for Bugfest, Florida spiny lobster season. They actually coincide. We got to talk to the organizers here at AirVenture.
Somebody's got to move it a week one way or the other.
Yeah, well, you can't change mini season. You can't change Florida spiny lobster season, unfortunately. That's when the lobsters know they can be caught. Or some, I don't know why. I mean, it's the last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year in Florida. And they've been doing AirVenture that same week. And that is a major conflict. You know, cheese curds or lobster tail. What are you going to go?
Actually combine the two.
Ooh,
that sounds delicious.
You're on to something. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne, for pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You can't fly.
No, but until I can, I have to set up for piloting a plane. Let's do it.
Come on, Bernie. You can't ground this eagle. It needs to soar. You know I can do this.
We've come this far. Don't you be scared now. Cause you can learn to fly on the way down.
This is Just Plane Radio. Grant, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, you heard a little drop there from L.A. to Vegas, and it'll probably be the last one because Fox canceled the show. I can't believe they canceled that after one season. And, you know, it had potential. I'll admit, you know, I was watching that show. Obviously, pilots would find it a little bit more amusing, I think, even more than the general population. But it was pretty good. But it had a little inconsistency on the fun factor or funny factor, I thought. Some episodes were way funnier than others. But,
yeah, but it was just getting its stride. I mean, yeah. They had initially launched it with, a 12-episode half season, and they got a 3-episode extension. So it was looking really good for it. And then, you know, coming into the renewals, it was still, they hadn't committed. It was a couple weeks after everybody else had decided, they finally pulled the plug.
And yeah, like, I don't know what's going on with Fox, but they, you know, they canceled Last Man on Earth, which was one of the funniest shows I've seen on TV, at least as far as.
Well, let's not even talk about them canceling Firefly.
Okay, we won't, because I didn't watch that show. But, yeah, well, but and then they canceled this. I'm like, come on, guys. What's going on? So, you know, our chance of having an airplane type show revival has crashed.
Well, maybe we need to do what they did successfully with The Expanse over at Sci-Fi when they canceled it. Went right straight to Jeff Bezos and said, hey, you need to pick up this show for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And they did.
Well, they might,
Maybe we can, get a letter writing campaign and everybody start sending fuzzy dice to Jeff Bezos and say, keep Jackpot in the air.
Yeah, maybe that or Netflix,
somebody.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. My guess is, honestly, I don't think it's going to make it. If they canceled it that quickly after one season, it didn't take hold enough. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's done. But we can always watch the reruns. We got 12 episodes there so to play with. And I got some good, aviation jokes.
Exactly.
Out of the show. So it's unfortunate, but hey, we will survive and continue. Luckily, we have no pressure here at Just Plain Radio, so we can't be canceled. I guess we could, but if we would have been canceled, we've been canceled years ago. We just keep doing it anyway. Simple as that, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so Dennis... despite my best efforts to bring him down and not get my private pilot certificate, he is moving forward on his commercial license. And you made some progress this last week. Is that right?
Despite
the holidays?
Well, despite the holidays and everything else, I finally put a date on the calendar. I called up the examiner, and I'm on his agenda just before Oshkosh. So now I have a deadline. I have to be ready.
So
So this is maybe what we need for you, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, that won't work.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Okay.
No, but so what's the date? When are you planning to have this done?
Going to be July 20th. This check ride scheduled for 7:30 in the morning, unless something comes up on his calendar. I'm tentatively on there for the 20th. So with any luck, if everything goes well, I will have a newly minted commercial pilot certificate by the time I go to Oshkosh.
Wow. Okay, so are you prepared? I know you had been trying to talk to Ed and Keith at the Flight Training Professionals to, just get some consultation on, hey, what to be ready for kind of thing.
Yeah, I wanted to get their feedback from, they're obviously pushing through, students through the commercial. It's like, so what are you seeing? What areas are the examiners pushing really hard on? Just to get some, current feedback from them on some areas that I should study harder. What tools are you using to study? I just completed the written here a few weeks ago, but then there's a whole nother oral exam that's going to go over a lot of that same material. And so, what areas of emphasis are the FAA, really looking at closely that I should maybe study a little harder? Just based on, some of that kind of thing, I wanted to get their feedback. And also what tools are their students using to study? Because the FAA has really switched a lot to scenario-based questions instead of just, here's this picture on a map. They want to give you, you're going to this place and, you're what would you run into in this particular area, kind of working into a whole big scenario instead of just, asking a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
So they recommended something from Dauntless software called Ride Ready or Check Ride Ready. So
right.
I've got that on my iPad right now and starting to go through all of the different sections on that so I can make sure that I can get through the oral as quickly as possible and get in the airplane and just get it done.
Okay. So are you thinking of any other things like if they ask you, okay, you have an unruly passenger.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be covered because, as a commercial pilot now, a lot of times it's not just your buddies that are going with you. So you got somebody that shows up, just crocked out of their mind, which that would never happen, right?
Mm.
Can you fly with them? And legally you can't. If they're intoxicated, they're not allowed to fly. You cannot let them be on the plane.
All right. What if they're slightly overweight and you're trying to fit them into one of those 22-inch seats? Or no, it's not even that. It's like 18.
Well, that's apparently not a problem. The FAA has gone out on record saying we're not going to regulate seat sizes. So I guess that doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah, they're not going to get involved on the seat size just if they start complaining about it. It's how do you handle it? And you can't say, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to throw you off the plane. Can't do that. So, I don't know, you watch those like United scenarios, like when the guy refuses to leave his seat, when you have to bump him. They give you no skill or techniques from the FAA to kind of work through those scenarios. That's all going to come from the airline, isn't it?
Yep, that's all a customer service. It's an airline thing, and that's what they also said, too, about the whole seat discussion. They said, we're not going to regulate that. That's a competitive thing between the airlines. If one wants to fill, you know, put skinny seats in, that's up to them, and the customers will decide if they want to fly that airline or not.
Yeah.
And I don't buy it because it's still an emergency.
Yeah, how far away are we between, you know, having an airline come out and go, skinny airlines? You know, where you have to be a certain thing or hair.
This is the U.S. So given that our weights as a society have increased over the years, I don't think they're going to get a lot of business if they want that.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, skinny airlines, fat ass airlines. I would go with that one, the latter.
Maybe they're going to start charging by the pound, you know.
That won't help. That'll help the airplane or airline, but that's not going to help the passengers. It is funny when you look at that and you see that the average size of seats has shrank and the FAA isn't going to get involved. They don't care about how the passengers do or how they're handling this. So I guess people just got to complain to their congressmen and get a law passed in that regard. But the FAA doesn't appear to be concerned with that kind of thing. Their thing is safety. So they don't think... if the seats get smaller, it's going to make it any less safe to fly. But if, you know, you cram a really oversized person into one of those seats and they can't get out of that because they're stuck.
Or have them try to go out the over window exit.
Yeah. What's going to happen? You're going to have someone plug up the exit.
You got a
hole.
Winnie the Pooh situation going on. Somebody's putting a smiley face on this.
Yeah. It could be a bad scene. All right. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information, and then just a bunch of stuff that concerns our fun, you know, activity of flying. And that's what Ed and Keith are doing this week and not being able to talk with us about it. So we got to give them a pass in that regard. However, Dennis is going to be in that mode here in a couple weeks, right after he gets his commercial pilot's license, which I have no doubt you're going to sail through that whole process. You feel confident about your check ride and your oral exam and all that stuff for your commercial certificate, don't you, Dennis?
Well, my instructors do. So,
okay.
So I'll take their opinion. But we are still going to get some more flights in here in the next 2 weeks or so just to make sure. And I've even been flying with my son since he's actually about the same phase I am through the university program.
So, oh, really?
It's kind of interesting having him riding in the right seat as my co-pilot or you know, pretending he's my flight instructor and we're going over the same maneuvers. It's kind of fun, actually.
Well, I bet. And chances are he's going to zip right past you here in the next 6 months, isn't he?
That's what I'm trying to stay up with him, at least, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, his...
Is he already talking smack?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay.
So he's waiting for the time where he can take Dad down, huh?
Well, he's already rubbing in. Yeah, well, next week I'll be flying a twin-engine airplane.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Show off.
Okay. Yeah, but he's going to Air Venture in Oshkosh, too, isn't he?
Yep. Him, Abby, I, and I think my wife is even going to join us this year.
All right. So you're going to get out there with your Mooney, and you'll have your commercial pilot certificate, which will allow you to do what? Anything special at Air Venture, you think, with this, or not so much?
Nothing different than I did before.
Yeah, just better. You'll be better at it or more qualified. You think?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't feel it?
I've demonstrated that I can fly to a higher standard than just a private pilot. I mean, the maneuvers and the things that you have to do as a commercial pilot, they're the same things you do for your private. It's just they want them done more precise, tighter tolerances, and, you know, a few more things that they would check you for on a private check ride.
They're a little bit more particular on how you execute these maneuvers.
They want to make sure you're safe because the people that are flying with you, you know, are paying for that expertise.
Right. In his case, they're not paying their family. But
right.
That's even more important.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So, you gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information. Okay, so it is the 4th of July weekend, and hopefully you've been taking advantage of it if you have a plane available to you, whether it's you, yours, or a friend of yours, because there's no better way to watch the fireworks than from above. I've done it before. By default, I've actually planned some commercial flights on the 4th of July. And it is really something to be up there in an airplane and see these things go off. Have you done this before, Dennis? You said you
had. I've done it a couple of times. It's really cool. Just looking down and seeing the puffs of color, just below you. It's such a different perspective.
Right. Now, there's a big fly-in going on this weekend in Arlington, July 6th through the 8th. It's in its 50th year, and that's up in the Washington area, I guess. Arlington's Municipal Airport, and they got 50,000 people or 30,000 people show up, 1,000 airplanes last year. So if the weather cooperates, they hope to at least do that again. But I'm assuming that, fireworks are part of the adventure. You know what I mean? Not while the planes are in the air necessarily, but, it's hard to believe.
Unless it's the night air show.
Well, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
We've seen that at Oshkosh.
Right.
And Sun and Fun.
Yeah. But I think it goes hand in hand. If it was this weekend or last weekend, chances are there's some fireworks going on, whether you like it or not. And I don't know. I guess part of me has always wondered that if you go up in a small plane like your Mooney 201, that while it would be so much fun to, watch fireworks from the sky, there's also that side of me that thinks, like, hey, could these things get high enough up to cause not an issue, but like, whoa, almost kind of like, if someone's flying next to you and you get too close and all of a sudden they said, hey, get out of the way. You do that or you use your air horn or, they have fireworks going off around you. I mean, on the 4th of July this week, just driving through Orlando, I felt like I was in a war zone. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving.
You got a different appreciation for the pilots in World War II that were flying, the B-17s into Berlin with people shooting flak at them.
Exactly.
Granted, it wasn't quite as colorful as the fireworks are, but the concept's still the same.
Right. And when you see things explode, you don't necessarily want to see them if you're not expecting it. So you have to kind of be on your toes, I guess. And if you knew what was coming, you'd like, okay, it's no big deal. And most fireworks are going to be too low; they're going to be out of range of creating any problem for you. But I still kind of wonder. I mean, they're getting more creative and they're getting bigger and bolder with these fireworks. I mean, 10 years ago, you'd have to go to a major fireworks display to see a cool, an event. Right now, you just go to the, vendor on the side of the road in Florida, and you can get these box finale things, set this thing off in your front yard, and it goes off for like 10 minutes, and it's like and you're standing right there, you feel like you're at Disney World, because the thing, I mean, it just explodes like crazy.
And so your state's not nearly as restrictive as mine, and what kind
it's
of
Florida? Anything goes. We're one step away from being out of the country at this point.
Here in Minnesota, saying? I mean, they finally opened up a little bit. We can now have fountains and snakes and sparklers.
Yeah. Well, that.
Ooh.
Okay. Glad I'm not you. That sounds boring for the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, let's just say that I think it's one law that everybody violates, because I saw more high-powered fireworks around us this last couple of days.
Well, so true. You know, in Florida, it is much more lax than it is up where you are. However, you're not supposed to set this stuff off in residential neighborhoods and stuff like that, but they do it anyway, just like everywhere else across the country. Just there, you know, technically you have these rules that you're not supposed to have fireworks that leave the ground or whatever, like you said, sparklers and things like that, but you know, bottle rockets or things that sail through the air are technically not supposed to be done in city limits in most places, even in Florida. But they kind of just say, oh, it's a 4th of July. Who cares? Just don't hit the planes.
I was taken off Monday night, and Tower actually advised me of a firework just to the south of the field. Somebody was launching them off just behind the tower, like
well,
a
there
half
you
mile
go.
From
that's
the airport.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, you know, that would make me a little bit nervous. So you actually have had that warning already.
Yeah? Well, we had already seen it. We were taxiing out, and I'm like, what is that? And, you know, we saw the firework go off and saw the little smoke cloud hanging in the air still. Like, oh, okay. And then Tower, you know, gives us an advisory as we were taking off.
Yeah. Well, once again, if you know it's coming, it's okay. But if you weren't expecting it and all of a sudden you see a big blast of blue sparks go off to your, you know, side at 3 o'clock and, whoa, hey, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You know. But that's one thing. Fireworks are one thing, and I haven't heard of any big issues like that or a conflict. And I've asked Ed about this before very specifically. He said, well, you know, fireworks, they usually go off below 500 feet anyway, and you're flying higher than that. So unless you were flying real low, for some reason, you wouldn't have an issue with fireworks anyway. However, now, as you saw from the national news, because of all the droughts and all that kind of stuff, there is an effort to switch fireworks out for drone displays like we had here at Disney last Christmas, or actually 2 years ago Christmas. And they're looking to do these like 200, 500 drones in the air that go up pretty high, and they create these 3D models of, you know, the flag or... You know, at Christmas when Disney did it, they had like a three-dimensional Christmas tree and Santa and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
those,
the problem that they're running into with those, Travis Air Force Base out in California was going to have a 500 drone display for their fireworks yesterday.
Yeah.
And apparently the winds were too high and they have to postpone it.
Yeah.
Now, that would never stop a fireworks show, but apparently there's a limitation for the drones.
Well, there's wind. Yeah, and I mean, well, rain might potentially mess up fireworks too. So I guess, you definitely have the weather issue. But I would think the drone thing would be a more of a conflict potential with flying aircraft or aircraft in the area as well, you think? Wouldn't you?
I would think so. The drones can go significantly higher. I mean, you said, you know, fireworks are topping off at 500 feet. Yeah, I had heard maybe 2 to 3, so... And we've heard many reports of drones flying in the thousands of feet, even though they're not supposed to.
Right. So, and, you know, if one were to go awry, and who knows? I mean, just something you got to be aware of. But if you know they're up there, I still think it's worth the risk to go up and get a bird's eye view of these events. I just think it would be so cool. I mean, heck, the drone stuff, from seeing that from an airplane, would be phenomenal. That would be something truly spectacular, I bet. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'd be looking down on it and seeing it from that different perspective. It'd give you a whole different view, literally.
Yeah. You're not down there with all the sweaty tourists and stuff and dealing with the traffic after, the last element takes place. You're flying around in luxury, enjoying the view. And, would be one of the best things you could possibly do. So I would assume it is on your list to do this with your airplane. Am I not, or am I giving you a new thing to add?
That's definitely something new, because I haven't seen one of those displays here yet, so well, be something to look for.
Okay. Now, what about, at Air Venture, when you fly your Mooney into Air Venture here in a couple weeks, what are you planning to do with your airplane? Just leave it set the entire week? Are you going to fly it around to take a little aerial view of the grounds at some point, maybe even, or no?
With the amount of traffic that's coming in and out of there and parking situation the way it is, I think I'm better off just, you know, parking it and leaving it there.
Yeah. So you're going to use it as a mode of transportation and a conversation piece for other people that want to see your airplane there on site, and maybe see all the avionics that we've helped to get installed in there from Apario and Avidyne and that kind of thing. Is that right, Dennis?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do. I'm hoping to meet up with all the Mooney Caravan folks. They're flying in on Saturday at noon. They're doing a mass arrival from their staging out of Madison, Wisconsin, and going to fly in. I think it's 50-plus airplanes are all going at once, like 15-second interval, three airplanes at a time, and they're flying into Oshkosh that way. And since I didn't get a chance to get the formation clinic done in time, I'm going to probably just plan on flying into Oshkosh around that same time, so hopefully I can be able to park with the other Moonies instead of being out in the penalty box like we were at Sun and Fun.
Are you going to kind of try to tag on at the end, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I talked to the head of the Mooney Caravan. He says, just put a sign in your window that says General Aviation Camping Mooney Caravan, and maybe they'll marshal you over to where we're being parked.
Well, there you go. Just weasel your way in there. They will never know. I'm a Mooniac. Yes, let me.
Just pretend I belong.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have five kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has five cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet, you know? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know? I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash.
But I can see.
So true. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. All right. So even during the commercial break, our friends there at Air Venture, EAA, sent us a press release. Said, hey, by the way, did you guys forget to read the notice? We are having a nighttime drone show during the air show at Air Venture Pay attention, idiots.
Check that one off the list. Now yeah. I can say I will have seen that.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that heads up. And, yeah, they're going to evidently have, for the first time at AirVenture, 100 drones as part of the nighttime air shows going on, I believe, it's Wednesday and Saturday night, the week of AirVenture, something like that. Just Google it. It'll be right there. But so they're doing some kind of drone element as part of the nighttime air show. That'll be amazing, I bet. I mean, 100 drones, they can do a lot with 100 drones, but if you combine that with all the airplanes, fireworks, I mean, that's going to be a spectacular event. You'll be there for both times, right? For the
yep.
one during the week?
I'm going to be there the whole week.
You'll see the Wall of Fire. I'm sure they'll be doing that, and all the warbirds and all that kind of good stuff. That is one of my favorite times to be at any of the air shows. Those nighttime air shows are spectacular, for sure. And there's always some little new element, evidently, at AirVenture. It's going to be drones, and I'm going to miss it. I can't go because I got to go catch some lobsters. But Dennis is going to be there with his plane. Why don't you know, after you weasel your way into the Mooniac section of parking your Mooney 201 with the rest of the folks that are flying into AirVenture in formation, why don't you strap some Roman candles to each wing and, try to participate in the nighttime air show, like right at the end of it?
I think the air boss might try to shut me down on that one.
You think? How would they know? It's night. He wouldn't even see you.
Well, can you imagine trying to get that fuse lit out on the wingtips, and then get in the air before
What is that? An oversized drone? No! It's Dennis! What is that on his wing? He's got Roman candles! He's going to blow! That'd
yeah,
be
I
awesome.
Think the TSA would probably be there to greet me and think I'm a terrorist or something.
You know? Yeah, it might not go over well. It probably
they have no sense of humor.
Yeah, but that'll be something to see. You're going to have to at least take some video for me on this thing.
I will do that.
And obviously, what happens is they debut this stuff at AirVenture, and then I bet you money if that thing is successful, if the drone thing is successful, they'll incorporate it into Sun and Fun next April. You think in Lakeland, Florida? I bet they will.
I would expect that we would see it there.
Yeah. You know, the new element that they had at Sun and Fun on the nighttime air show was these, I don't know, what are the, they got the fans strapped to their back.
Yeah, the powered parachutes.
Yeah, the powered parachutes. And they had those at night, and they were lit up. They had like five guys doing loops and all kinds of crazy stuff. That was a new thing that I had never seen. And I wonder if they're going to have that at AirVenture. Or not, because those guys are supposedly, they do that formation, are from the local Florida area. Yeah, and so that's how they kind of got into the nighttime air show at Sun and Fun. So whether they're going to move that whole display out to AirVenture in Oshkosh here in a couple weeks, I don't know, but they should, because it was pretty impressive. I would imagine the only way they could kick it up a notch, because they had their fans lit up, and like LED lights. So you see these fans that are, they're very bright and they're dancing the music a little bit. It's like if these guys are flying around and they had like Roman candles in their hands and can kind of like, shoot at the other guy or something. See, they ought to put me in charge of creative.
Yeah, but see, their wing is a parachute, which is made of fabric.
Well, that's true, which would make it more dangerous and more fun to watch.
More exciting when they set the whole canopy on fire.
Exactly. Think of the ratings. But
the YouTube views really that they'd have would
yes,
be incredible.
Yes, there you go. So, and thus, maybe this is why I don't get those calls to, they don't ask me to consult. Because I just give them a lot of bad ideas. But they would sound cool. But if they executed them, then it'd be the end of everything. So they're smarter than me. We'll leave it at that. But you got your commercial certificate. Could the next certificate be aerobatics? You ever thought about going down
really
that
interested.
Road?
I mean, I've done a little bit of aerobatic work in a decathlon years ago just to get some spin familiarity and stuff like that. I don't know that that's really a big deal for me. I'm more interested in getting my commercial, not to be a commercial pilot, but actually as a first step towards a CFI. I've got personal reasons, one, stay ahead of the kid.
Right.
But also I have a daughter who's coming up and wants to learn to fly the Mooney. So if I had an instructor certificate, any time that we're flying, she's logging dual. I can let her fly. I can log it. She can log it. She gets experience in the airplane. Now, when she is ready to solo a powered airplane after she turns 16, she will actually have logged flight time in a Mooney instead of 0 hours, which will make the insurance company a little happier.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that as an advantage. And, you know, honestly, looking down the road here, more and more of these CFIs are getting snapped up by the airlines as soon as they get their hours. Who's that going to leave to train you? And I don't mean that just you personally, Greg, but any of our listeners. It's getting harder and harder to retain instructors. They get their hours and they're gone. For me, I've got a good day job. I don't really need to go head off to the airlines. So I could do this for fun on the side.
And I could be a special case.
You're special, yes. But I will make you my mission.
Mission was better than what I thought he was going to say. All right, on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.